You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, September 18th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 19%. That's by how much the 10 stocks in the S&P 500 that active managers are most overweight have outperformed their most underweight stocks since the start of 2020. Overweight means that funds own more of the stock than a benchmark index, while underweight is the opposite. It's the largest spread in a decade. Following the crowd has been a winning strategy for investors this year. Momentum trades tend to work until they don't. A winning stock can attract more investors looking to participate in the rally, which fuels further gains. But once crowding reaches particularly high levels, it can become a contrarian indicator. The stock eventually runs out of new buyers, and declines tend to be fast and sharp. Big tech stocks like Apple and Amazon saw that happen in early September, and some on Wall Street still worry that there could be more pain in store for the market's 2020 leaders. The next number up is $1.2 trillion. That's Deloitte's forecast for U.S. holiday retail sales between November and January. It will be up about 1.5% from last year. No doubt about it, U.S. consumers as a whole are in worse shape than they were last holiday season. Millions of people have lost their jobs, and millions more have seen their pay or hours cut amid the coronavirus pandemic. But Deloitte argues that holiday retail spending should still rise in 2020. That's because the gift of giving is the greatest gift of all, but also because people can't spend as much on travel, eating out, and other entertainment this year. Analysts see Americans redirecting some of that spending to more holiday shopping. Our last number is 1.3%. That's how much Carnival stock fell on Thursday. The world's largest cruise operator announced that its UK-based subsidiary, P&O Cruises, had canceled all of its cruises through early next year. It's not a big part of Carnival's fleet, but it still represents another setback for the company as the pandemic continues to weigh on its business. On Monday, Carnival reported its fiscal third quarter results, revealing that it lost almost $3 billion in the period. The company also announced a $1 billion stock sale, adding to the more than $10 billion in capital it has raised since March. It's still a long, long road back for the cruise industry. Ports across the globe remain closed to cruise ships, and regions that allow them have seen few willing travelers return. COVID-19 will need to be firmly in the rearview mirror before Carnival and its peers can rebound. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, September 18th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.